Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO. Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi. Five, four,
TC Trailers is starting the year big with over 400 quality trailers on the lot at prices that won't wreck your resolution to save money. Cargo trailers, haulers, utility trailers, dump trailers, goosenecks, big ones, small ones, and everything in between. And when life throws a pothole your way, TC Trailers has an in-house repair shop and a fully stocked parts store to keep you rolling. So make this year the year you pull smarter. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Visit tc-trailers.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Into all that cash I saved shopping at my local big deal store. I know what you're thinking. Jenny, tell me more. Well, this is a secret I love sharing. Shop your local big deal store from your phone, computer, or tablet for gift certificates at discounted prices. Automotive, pets, retail, groceries, entertainment, outdoor, restaurants, services, travel, health, beauty. It's all there. Shop and soon you'll be saving too.
Just click on the big deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back. Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
Pride in the name of love here on 1570 WILO Party Line. I want to thank Zach Golden for being with us this morning. We're going to continue to talk to Zach. Haven't heard from Sean. Sean Reeves was slated to be on the air this morning. I know things come up. Believe me, in the chamber world, I know how things can come up. So, but if Sean does call in, we'll make sure that we get him on the air. Talk a little bit about what's going on in Boone County. Chamber, what's going on with Boone County. A lot of things happening in Boone County. You can definitely just see that by driving down 39 and seeing the Lilly Project and the Leap Project north of Lebanon, just south of Frankfort there on 39, and a lot of activity going on out at 65, 52, 47. All of that's going to change. Life is changing for North Central Indiana for sure with all of the different projects that's happening there in Boone County. But we're going to talk, bring Zach back in, talk a little bit more about the mission trip. The question I have, Zach, for you as we continue, why Ecuador? What was the reasoning behind Ecuador? Because I think some folks want to know. And again, if you can support Zach, we would love to, for you to, you know, it'd be nice to raise a little money today. So God's already done some cool things just in the last few minutes. Somebody has blessed Zach. But if you can help out, you can go to the QR code, go to the Golden Light Ministries, follow them on Facebook, and it's there. You can right there donate right online. So, but Zach, why Ecuador?
Well, it didn't start out that way. I think in May, it was go. My time at the crossing, I think God had started to shut that door because he had the next steps prepared. So he said go, and I kind of jumped all in, and I'm going. And I think, you know, in Proverbs it says, a man plans his own course, but only the Lord's succeeds. And I heard that go, and so I instantly started calling mission agencies and trying to figure out how do you become a missionary? What does that look like? How do you sell everything you have and go serve Jesus? How do you even cross that? So I started calling, I mean, just random people, organizations, and I'd call and I'd set up interviews and red flags, indicators. You know, if an organization said their own name more than they said Jesus Christ, well, yeah. I'm sorry, that's not an indicator.
Right.
And I got down to one and got approved through a global committee and was set to go to Africa. And I thought it was great. It was almost exactly what the crossing had. It was exactly the steps that I had done. They needed a site leader. They wanted a basketball coach. They wanted somebody to help with work-based learning. And, you know, I'm checking all these boxes off. And I was sitting having coffee one day with Dr. Chuck Dietzen.
Oh, yeah, and, Brother Chuck.
I grown a pretty good friendship with him, and he looked at me and he said, are you sure it's supposed to be Africa? Are you going to be taking something on your own and doing something that God says? And then he threw out Ecuador. And that's a challenge that I've always had in my life is I've always wanted a man's approval. I've always looked for a man's help. I've always looked for, can I do this? How do I do this? And God doesn't need man's help, Shan. And I think a challenge for me, God doesn't always call us out just for everybody's sake. There's something I need in that as well. And even getting on here and asking for help, that's a tough thing for me to do with my past life and all of that. So when Chuck threw out Ecuador, there was a spiritual feeling to it that totally changed. It gave meaning and it brought life into it. And I think that was that indicator. Okay, Ecuador needs to be Ecuador. And Chuck opened that door and that's where that nonprofit, and it started expanding my drive to go serve Jesus and not relying on man to do God's work. And
right.
And that's where that driving force was. And then we took a trip to Ecuador, Dr. Chuck and I and Daryl Wheeler, another doctor, and we got to meet the people and meet the needs. And it was being met with smiles, and it was like they accepted me from the moment that I got there. And for me, that's something I've always struggled with. And I think having a spiritual challenge within myself to rely on Jesus, but also be somewhere where Jesus has made it apparent what he has instilled in me is what they need. And that's something I've never experienced in my life. And like, that's only because of Jesus.
Sure. Sure. And it changes the whole dynamic too when you're doing something for the greater purpose and for the greater good, instead of just kind of filling that need. That comes with it. Your need of purpose, your sense of purpose is being fulfilled. You are going to be fulfilled naturally by what God is doing. But when you put that first and make that the priority, it's just like, again, Matthew chapter 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all these other things shall be added. Well, what are those other things? Well, whether it be, if God wants you to be married, he'll give you a relationship. If God wants you to have that purpose, he's going to fulfill that. If God wants to give you, you know, more blessings monetarily, whatever the case may be, so you can be more of a blessing, God will do that. All those other things will be added. But I think those other things are not always material and not even necessarily relational. I think most of those things are really those more eternal thing, really, because we start, it becomes the fruits of the Spirit, you know, that we talk about on Friday mornings with the guys. You know, what is the fruit of the Spirit versus, you know, the rottening of the flesh and, you know, the things that we chase in the flesh. But the fruit of the Spirit is something, somebody tastes that, you know, Adam and Eve took some fruit in the garden. God wants us to produce fruit through the Holy Spirit that is eternal. Theirs was death. Ours is eternal.
Yeah, and you know, thinking of those fruits, you know, so often, how often do we think, oh, I wish I had this, you know? It doesn't say these are the fruits. It says, and the fruit of the Spirit is.
Amen.
You know, and all nine of those, they're readily available for us. And so often we're like, oh, I wish I had, more peace. Back to the decisions that we make. What decisions are we making in our life that's not giving us peace? Because once we accept Jesus and we get that spirit, all nine of those fruits are there readily available right at the beginning. It's not an individual fruit tree. You're not going to the banana and trying to pull a grape off of it. That tree has all nine of those fruits. And, you know, the last one, self-control. Right. You know, a lot of those comes back to that following the spirit and getting those fruits, man. That's the key.
Well, going back to John 15, where, you know, if we are in the vine, you know, if we're connected, then we're going to be connected to the fruit producer,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
which is Jesus, that relationship with Jesus. So you have that opportunity to be in peace, to live in joy, to walk in love. And that ain't easy, because though that is not the characteristic of the world. That is not the the personality of the flesh. The flesh mm-hmm. is quite opposite. The fact, you know, in Galatians chapter 5, it talks about what the flesh is and what the spirit is, and being able for Ecuadorians, for the mission, when you're going to teach those kind of things and share those kind of things. Do you think it'll be different than how you share them here, or is it the same gospel? Or is it,
you know,
I mean, I know the language is different, but how will there be different ways?
That's like the side where nothing is daunting when God's called it. I think that's that assurance that I have. But yeah, the culture, that kind of things, I've wondered, is it going to work that way? But here's the thing that I came to, Shannon. I may not speak Spanish yet and may not speak it the greatest. I think I'll get that. I think the Lord will help me. But love is a universal language. And I think that is where it's going to be. When one of the things that I want to do, that I am going to be doing, is teaching these younger kids English. Hmm. And I think no matter what, a young person in Ecuador and learning English gives them a second hand up, no matter where they go in life, matter where they are, being able to take that job. I think that first and foremost is going to be very good. But sitting down with them and having fun with them and teaching them and letting them teach me the way they want, like, what's your favorite animal, and getting to hear who they are, that doesn't change whether you speak the language or not. And I think letting that be known is a way of helping them in that. I think it will be the same. Maybe different little variations here and there. But the greatest thing, you know, even at the crossing, going to the Taco Bell and buying 30 tacos and just coming at the door and standing at the doorway, who wants a taco? Mm. It seems so simple.
Yeah.
But the amount of doors that opened to build relationships.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't eaten all day, and you went and got me a taco. Mm. It's so simple, but that's an act of love. Yeah. And in my opinion, that's an act of agape love. That even though it's a taco, and even though nobody asked for it, that's looking and filling a need. And I think when you do that, no matter where you go, as Christians, Jesus Christ did not save us just for us because we're all high in power and he saw us so powerful. He saved us for what we can do for him and his sake. And I think we're all called for different. We're not all called to sell everything we have and go to Ecuador.
Right.
But we are all called and saved for a purpose.
Right.
And for his greater purpose and not ours. And I think for me, that's taking that quality of life, teaching that universal love that's unconditional. Doesn't matter how you look, doesn't matter how much money you have, doesn't matter how smart you are, or how lack of intelligence you have, or how big you are, or where you come from, or what you do or don't have.
You know, you bring up a great point, because it does come back to that grace, mercy. And another word that we often take for granted is kindness. You know, just being able to be kind in a moment where probably you could be very much the opposite way or be different. And I think God is calling us to kindness in a way that even when we have disagreements, I think that's what's wrong with our country today. The opportunity for dialogue and discussion just doesn't happen like maybe it used to, because we get so caught up in our way of thinking. Mm-hmm. It's that way or no way, my way or the highway mindset. And I do believe dialogue and having the opportunity to have conversation is important. The kindness is really the ingredient in it all, because if you can express kindness and say, you know what, I vehemently disagree with you, but I still respect you and care about you as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think taking the pause of your life and just putting everything that's all about us and going and giving a taco to a kid in Ecuador or a piece of candy in Honduras. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, for me, being able to go to the other countries, I always took candy.
Yeah.
I always had bags of candy. I mean, that was just, I would, and every time we would go out on a job site, I would just have candy, you know. And when we were doing work with You for Christ down in Honduras, it was amazing. The kids started, you know, realizing, oh, there's the dude, the big fat guy over there. He's got no wonder he's big and fat.
No wonder why he does that.
That's right. So he's got candy, but what it does though, it helps you break away
barriers.
Yeah, the barriers that, because we all want candy. We all want something.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can help do that and just have, that's why I think breaking bread, having meals is so important. I think that's why Jesus used the analogy or the illustration of supper as the time where his final meal. I mean, it was communion. It was fellowship.
That idea that what you're describing, one of the most exciting things for me is starting churches down there. And I'm not building walls, Shan. I'm not going to be...
Yeah.
I'm going to be sitting with them at wherever it is in this medical compound, teaching them how to make American barbecue ribs and hanging out with them. And then I'm going to read a Bible to them. And then I'm going to read a verse, and then I'm going to explain it to them. And then we're going to hang out and play games.
And eat more ribs.
And eat more ribs. Or maybe, you know, different things.
Yeah.
But that idea, you know, even going back to Acts and going back to what the church looks like. I love our church. I love what we do on a Sunday. But the church is meant to live 24/7.
Oh, it's 7
living, days
breathing.
A week, you know?
Rhema. It's rhema. The word is living word.
And I look for, whether I'm wrong or not, that's much easier for me in a place like Ecuador where there's not a go, 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 go. There's not a schedule. I don't have a 9-to-5. I can't make a single dollar bill while I'm in Ecuador for 2 years. I'm on a missionary visa. So that's kind of the importance of the funding too, as uncomfortable as it is. And it's, Shan, I would go sit, sleep in the rainforest as long as I had a mosquito net. I'm not trying to go and live better than what they are, but I know that the love of money is the root of evil, but without money, you can't make changes and you can't do certain impacts. And I think seeing an 80-year-old for the first time in El Salvador eat pizza and the joy on their face, but that she went 80 years without ever eating pizza, those little things, buying material to teach these kids Spanish. A lot of these kids, they never get out of the area where they're in, you know. Santo Domingo's halfway up the Andes Mountains, and it's like the same concept of a student being in Frankfort, Indiana, or a kid being in Frankfort, Indiana, and never leaving the confines of Clinton County.
Yeah.
And these people grow up in the most gorgeous country, and because of the quality of life or the lack of money in their family and the lack of stability in their family, they never leave, and they never get to see the Amazon rainforest. They never get to see the coastal basin. They never get to see toucans flying around. They never get to see a palm tree. And they're one of the most gorgeous countries in the world that God created. And to step in and say, I'm going to rent a Greyhound bus, and I'm going to drive you 6 hours and spend that time with you on those 6 hours and get to share and tell you how special you are and that you do matter. And then we're going to let you see God's creation in the ocean, or we're going to take you to the rainforest and see the beauty that God has set you in the midst of all your darkness and where you hate in your life, and show you that you matter. And those spots is where that need for money comes in, you know? And that's, you know, it's so hard to get up here and almost grovel for the need for money when I've made so many bad decisions in my life with it. But now it's a...
Well, and I think that, you know, part of the mission trip is that those who can give, those who can support, those who can write a check, send some money, they're going with you. I mean, it's they become part of the mission. You know, I think of Travis and Gina Sheets when, you know, Travis was called into mission work and Gina followed, and they both ended up going, being huge, huge lights in a very dark world in Liberia. You know, I think of Dr. Chuck. I think of so many other people that have had the opportunity to go and get outside the comfort zone and get outside of your own space and place. And for you, you're trying to get these kids and other people to see the beauty around them. But for sometimes us, we need to go see the ugly that's out there because identify what the ugly is in our own life and say, you know what? My ugly is probably not as bad as their ugly.
And, appreciation, gratefulness. And
yes, having gratitude. The biggest thing with mission trips when we took kids that I always came back with was the appreciation and the gratitude that a kid would have when they came back and they recognized, you know what? I probably should clean my room because I don't want the fungus to grow like, you know, what we saw over there. So it's important. Before we get out of here, I'm going to play something for you. And I've already prayed with you, but this is a maybe a little emotional because this is a song that a friend of mine many, many years ago wrote. And I ended up singing it. My mom would play it on the piano and I would sing it all over the area because it so impacted me when I was about 12 years old, when my family came to Christ. As you know, 12 and 13 year olds, they're very good about shutting their door in their room and just locking everybody out. And this song was so instrumental in getting me to understand that, you know what, I need to get outside of my room. Tim Shepherd. Hope that's not it. Sorry. So I don't know why it didn't give me that one. So, but it's always the way it works. Let me see if I can find the other one. Technology. Let's see if this one is it. Nope, it's not gonna. Let me try this one. There we go. Shown the way.
Inside my room, I hear the people crying. They do not know, they do not understand. So if you cannot find another willing, if you say go, I'll never ask to stay.
So that was a moment back in the past, but a moment of commission for me. And God's told you to go, Zach. So he's told you to go to Ecuador. So
amen.
P.O. Box 11, or go to Golden Light Ministries. Help Zach out as he goes and shares the gospel of Jesus Christ, the only thing that will change not just your life now, amen, but will change your eternity. Amen.
Amen.
All right,
amen,
brother. God
thank
bless you. Appreciate you. All right. What a day. We never know how God's going to work around here. So good Lord willing, I'll be back with you Thursday. Have a great rest of your week. Until Thursday, I'll be back and talk more about the stuff that's going on around here. And who knows? Stay safe and be courageous. God bless.